live.
Not on location, but we are live.
We are not live on location, unfortunately. Big shout out to YouTube though. That was
that was a good
that was episode. I say that like we did that in like partnership with them. YouTube does not know about that. I mean,
or Chick-fil-A.
Yeah, but no, that was a really fun thing to do.
That was so fun. Very. Hopefully in the future we could get more episodes filmed.
Yeah, hopefully we can do that on a more consistent basis. But for now, we are back to audio only. I mean, yeah, we can
for this episode.
Yeah, at least for this episode. So thank you to everybody who's, you know, been listening on whatever audio platforms like Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Deezer.
Deezer, oldgeezer.com.
Oh, yes, all of them. Wherever,
podcast.com.
Wherever you're coming from, we appreciate you for being here, especially
Poland.com.
Poland.com. Man, we should take a trip. We should record in Poland.
I think every episode we say that. We should just go take a trip to like our listeners in Canada.
Bro, we should take lots of trips, bro. Road trip. We could record on the road, and
that could be fun.
Like pull over on the side of the road somewhere in like Montana or something.
Yeah.
Out here with
then get TikToks going.
Out here on the cow farm.
It's a cow farm state, actually. Yeah. That's what it's called.
Randall, there's cows outside.
Randall, there's cows. It's cow farm. There's gonna be cows outside.
There's gonna be cows outside. Yeah,
I totally forgot about that.
Shout out to Randall, man. Shout out to that show. What was it called? Man, Back in the Barnyard.
Backyard, yeah. Yeah.
Randall, there is a cow outside.
There's a cow farm. You're gonna have cows outside.
Yeah,
I almost said backyard again. So that's
yeah. Yeah, but yeah, no. If you checked out the episode on YouTube, thank you.
There will be more in the future.
Yes, hopefully. There will be.
How loud am I? Just sound check. Am I good?
You're good. I'd say you might be a little loud, but it's not crazy.
Okay, I'll lower it.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. I'm going with the mic and the holding the mic approach today.
I like it.
I honestly
I don't know how much time we want to spend breaking down last time, because that was such a unique experience. But bro, I loved it, bro. The whole, I've just obviously like, oh, I felt so professional, but also just like, you know, just the vibes. And I feel like it's a completely different element, you know, not only recording in person, but also like, you know, just the whole vibe. The whole vibe was great.
That night was super fun though.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Chick-fil-A run was scary.
Yeah. Super great.
No, the ranch. Dude, that ranch came in clutch because they gave us extra ranch.
Yeah.
Next day, eating some popcorn chicken nuggets with that ranch.
Woo! Yeah. Ooh,
so shout out Noah. My guy again.
Yeah, man. But yeah, it was great. Hopefully we can get to a point where we're doing that every week. But yeah, until then, obviously, like I said 1,000 times already, we're just here in your ears, which might be preferred for some, might not be for others. But yeah, I was just going to say thanks for checking it out if you have. And if
be
you
nice
haven't,
to people.
And we'll see you next week. You know, I was if you haven't checked it out, be sure to go do that. youtube.com/randomtalk.
It is not.
No? Okay.
There's a different
Never mind then.
Because I tried it and then I don't think it worked.
Okay. Well,
but I'll put in the link.
Okay. Yes. Below. Yes. Go check out the video version of last episode. Even if you just listen to the audio, trust me,
video's better.
It's a completely different experience. But yeah. That's all. Look, quick little plug session.
Yep.
Season 2, episode 31, scripted.
Scripted. That's all. That's the name of the episode.
One of our best.
Yep.
Our first one worder, which I'm very excited about. I love.
Maybe there's more one worders in the future. Titles.
Hopefully. But yeah.
Shout out to our management team, Kona, with all those titles for season 2.
Yeah. Shout out to y'all. Do you have something to get into here, or?
Well, I would like to cue that intro music, and I'll start with the episode.
Silly.
It's my favorite part of the episode, by the way.
Really?
No. Just kidding. All right, here we go, baby. Season 2, episode 32. Jimmer Fredette on your feet.
Is that the name of the episode?
5, 4, 3, 2. Sounds like good, good.
1. Yeah, it's good.
Here we go, baby. All engine running.
Liftoff. We have a freestyle liftoff. Matthew?
Oh, no, it's your turn.
Oh.
I did last week.
Dang, you did. That's right. Okay. Next week. I've already missed like so many counts. I'll be back next week with a sick freestyle. Trust me.
Yeah. Let's get it. Okay. Thanks. I was practicing.
Yeah. No, that was very nice.
Let me hop back in the Vibes Cafe really fast and we're live, baby.
That's our new name for the whole recording session. Yeah, both video and audio.
Vibes Cafe. If you want to join Vibes Cafe, bro, we do. Somebody just joins. Dude, that would be fun. Like random, we send a link to just, the Google Meet, and then we say we're recording this Friday at this time. Come join us. You can't hear us because we're gonna be on mute. So I just realized that.
Oh gosh. Yeah, but no, we
send a voice memo to be featured on the show. 5-star review voice memo.
Yeah.
Sorry. Let's get into the episode.
Let's do that, please, before we get any more off track, because I had a feeling that was coming.
I'm pumped.
If you are so pumped,
bro. No, I can hold my pump. You need to go.
Please
start us off. Okay. Please start us off.
Okay. One of my things. Boy, I should have written more down because I'm relying a lot on my brain right now, which is not very smart if you're someone like me, aka stupid.
Stupid boy in the house.
Stupid boy is in the building. One of my things that I wanted to talk about was Mount Rushmore. Now, I know what you're thinking, Jason, that's not very exciting.
Did you take a trip up to Mount Rushmore this week or what?
No, I did not.
Is this your yay of the day or what?
I don't want to talk about Mount Rushmore in terms of like, let's,
homies or what?
Okay. No, I don't want to like, you know, get into the history of it and like, you know, like really break down why I think it's so cool.
For another show.
To be honest, I mean, I have my fair share of problems with Mount Rushmore. Anyways. What I wanted to bring up about it, you know, related to was like, when people say like, oh, what's your like Mount Rushmore of like, you know, like
sports
cereal boxes. Logos, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I've like, done that one many times.
Like, yeah, for sure. Me too. Number one.
Gotta go check out the Patreon to check. I'm just kidding.
We should. Let's start up a Patreon and then we'll have some exclusive content on there.
Number one.
That would be
simple.
That would be interesting. So I'm just thinking out loud here. That would be interesting. Like if we didn't have the YouTube thing, we could like have like a Patreon and then like only upload the video onto Patreon. And then, like everywhere else, would be audio only. That would be interesting. But thankfully, we have YouTube, so we don't do that.
Yeah, we don't do that.
Go subscribe. And
you guys
don't
have to pay $8 just to watch a YouTube video.
That's true.
We would accept the money, but like,
we would we would graciously, you know, do that. But go.
I think we're doing pretty good financially. So
be sure to go like and subscribe before it costs money, because it is free. It is definitely free, but yeah, you know, like the whole like, oh, you're Mount Rushmore of whatever. I think
we did that one time on the podcast.
I think probably who are just like the Mount Rushmore of like your favorite artist right now.
Ooh, Alec Benjamin.
Okay,
number one. Alexander 23.
Okay.
Tate McRae. I mean, I listened to a lot of her songs recently. How many people are on Mount Rushmore?
Speaking of which, by the way, do you not know how many people are on Mount? Sorry.
Well, like, I don't know if they squeezed another face in there on the mountain. I don't know how big it is.
I want. This isn't necessarily a what's the point? Down, 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 down. Like, it's not necessarily one of those moments.
Oh, okay.
But,
well, I mean, if it is, I'm gonna cue it.
but it is sort of like, why do we say like Mount Rushmore? Because now I'm gonna say this like not like if you don't know what Mount Rushmore is, but I'm just gonna say like so Mount Rushmore.
Break it down.
It is like it's just a huge rock that somebody.
I've heard carved. It's not that big in person.
Maybe have not. You been there? I don't know.
I've heard it's pretty disappointing.
I actually have not.
Mount Rushmore, we're coming to your state.
I've not been to either of the Dakotas, and I don't really have any.
Which one is it in? West Dakota? I think it's
south. Oh, yeah. East
Dakota.
Yeah. Northwest. Northeast. I'm not sure.
Never eat slimy worms is what I remember it is.
Never eat South Dakota. But no.
Never eat South Dakota.
Never eat South Dakota. Yeah. No. I don't. I mean, if you're listening to this and you live in one of the Dakotas, I'm not trying to offend you, but I do not care to go to your state. Maybe someday if we go on unless a road you pay trip. Us. Yeah. If we do find ourselves.
Road trip would be fun.
Yeah. If I find myself on some sort of road trip and it just happens, maybe I'll find like the inner beauty of it. But as of right now, I'm going to be honest. There's not a whole lot of pull factors, if you know what I'm saying.
Factors
like in like middle school history class when they talked about like when the settlers started moving west across the Americas and they were like what were
manifest
like,
destiny
yeah and they were like what were some pull factors that would make them want to move versus some push factors that just made them want to get away from whatever
pull versus
I was thinking
p-o-l-e like a pull
oh pull, like pull factors. Yeah sorry
like force
yeah pull
like a door
But yeah, no, I guess maybe you could argue I have some push factors to move west. just kidding. But definitely just no pull factor for me there. Anyways, the point of this episode is not to crap on the Dakotas.
We love you guys. We support you. Hashtag Team Dakota.
Which one, though? I feel like that's like a hot take controversy. I mean,
they had their own Civil War, so I'm picking Team... I don't know. Let us know and we'll see.
Anyways,
write a five-page essay which state's better and then I'll pick the winner.
So Mount Rushmore, as I'm sure most of you know, is a big rock. I almost said rock formation. It is definitely not a rock formation. It is the least natural thing to ever happen to a rock. Anyways, it is four U.S. presidents were carved into a rock.
Can you name them?
In South Dakota. I can. Into a rock in South Dakota. Sorry, I did a lot of preparation for this, so I'm very confident in my answer there. So George Thomas Washington, George Washington, Thomas Jefferson,
GWTF.
So in like chronological order, in terms of like you know first left through to right. whatever.
Oh,
that's not chronological. So in chronological
I'm a visual learner
order in terms of like when they served first with George Washington, third
number one,
third was Thomas Jefferson. I don't remember which
he was not third.
Thomas Jefferson was the third president of the United States.
John Adams was the fourth.
John Adams was the second.
You know who was the fourth?
James Monroe.
James Madison.
It might have been James Madison.
James Maddie.
I'm going to go ahead and look this up. But anyways, to get to what we're talking about, George Washington, Thomas Jefferson, Abraham Lincoln, and oh my gosh, Roosevelt, but not the one you're thinking of. Theodore Roosevelt, yeah. Not FDR. Yes, Abraham Lincoln is on there.
Dude, what a guy.
What a guy indeed. Yes.
Sorry. It's not
no, me. No, you're good.
I don't want to disrupt your note.
Did you have a like a question or
does Abe Lincoln have his hat carved in as well?
No, he doesn't.
Ah, dang it! That would have been much better.
The fourth U.S. president, by the way, the fourth U.S. president was James Madison. So props to you for knowing that. But yeah,
thanks. Also, my iPad might die. So.
Oh gosh!
All that for nothing. Let's continue.
Oh my goodness. Okay, so
hey, we might have to take a 5 and 5 quick charge up. Let's keep... Sorry, I didn't even notice that. That was my bad.
You're good. Hey man, I did it earlier with the YouTube thing, so now we're like we're good. We both yeah. Okay. Anyways, so George, Thomas, yeah. I was like, yeah. what's Jefferson's name? So George, Thomas, Abraham, and Theodore. They were all carved into a rock, and
just for fun.
Yeah, basically.
They're like, "What do you want to do when you're dead?" And all of them said, "Let's get into a rock
with
my poor, yeah, with the homies."
George Washington was like, "Put me on a rock with Teddy Roosevelt, who isn't even alive yet." But yeah, no. So they were put on there. Again, I don't want to get into the history of it, but basically that's just what it is. Four U.S. presidents on a rock in South Dakota. Why South Dakota? I don't freaking know, but South Dakota. Anyways, so it's kind of become like a figurative, like, oh, you know, when you talk about your Mount Rushmore of things, you talk about like your four top, like basically your top four of any given category.
Because it's a top five segment minus one.
Basically, yes. And it's interesting about Mount Rushmore because, you know, I mean, again, this is like really nitpicky type stuff here, but it's like, why are we talking about the four best if it's those four guys or whatever? You know what I mean? Like,
not to like, I see. Not so to, you're crapping on my guy, Teddy.
No,
or Abe, or TF, bro.
Not to crap on any of them individually, even though I'm sure I could if I wanted to. I just wanted to say, like, I feel like there should be like a new thing, just because, like, I'm just saying, like, if you get like 80% of Americans and you take them to Mount Rushmore, granted, might be hard to fit because I know it's kind of a small little thing. But you showed them a picture of Mount Rushmore and you were like, yo, who are these dudes? I don't know how many are going 4 for 4. That's all I'm going to say. So I feel like I'm not saying like
4 for 4. That's Wendy's job, bro.
I went 4 for 4, but only after I looked it up. You know what I'm saying? So,
yeah. I went to Wendy's to get a 4 for 4.
Yes.
That's what I did.
Was it good? Did you enjoy your 4 for 4?
It's always good. It's 4 for 4 is the best deal on the planet. Changed my mind.
I can't because I agree. But no,
bro, let's go to Wendy's. That's our next Chick-fil-A, next YouTube.
Wendy, yeah, every time we record, let's just stop some food somewhere. but yeah, I just
and then go bowling.
I just feel like, I mean, I've done this before on the show where it's like, why do we say this? You know, like I think, for example, it's like I've said, like, why do we say like pie hole? Because like there's so many other things that go into your mouth. Why pie?
I just listened to that episode.
but yeah, I'm not like petition to change the presidents on Mount Rushmore. Like, Lincoln, I don't care. We gotta get 1,000 signatures. Dude. But I just do want to say like let's come up with some like creative ways to like appreciate the best of the best, because while you can sit here and argue about the best president, hey, I think
2 out of the 4 of those are pretty good. George Washington, Thomas, or George, I'm saying George Washington, Abe Lincoln are the best there.
Which is another really interesting thing.
So we need to, let's just blow up the rest and add our faces.
I think we might have. Yeah, let's do it. I think if I had to choose, I don't know why the crap we're doing this. I'd say Abraham Lincoln is definitely the best.
Slavery. Emancipation Proclamation.
I think him and Jefferson. I don't like Thomas Jefferson. Him and George Washington are like 1A and 1B for me. You know,
they're team captains.
Yeah, because they've both done some. I mean,
George Washington.
It's so hard. It's so hard because
unanimous MVP of the 17th century, just like Steph Curry was that one season.
The whole century.
But, he was, man. Let me tell you.
Hey, well, but if he's the MVP of the 1700s, that means Abe Lincoln has got to be MVP of the 1800s, right?
So who's the 1900?
Ooh, I'm gonna put my vote for not a president, but MLK. Milk.
That milkman.
That's, yeah, I'm gonna say he's my MVP of the night of the 1900s.
Let's go. We need one more for the
21st century,
which is still going. So subject is still to going. Change.
So far the first 21 years. I mean,
I've
kind of hard to not pick myself. I'm gonna be honest. No, I'm just kidding.
Yeah, the co-host.
Who's your
Well, I don't want to get too political, so I probably won't say it.
MVP of the 21st century.
The fourth person being on the Mount Rushmore.
That's true. That's true. Dr. Fauci. No, I'm just kidding. Friend Dr. of the Fauci. Show. Friend of the show. Yeah. Shout out. The last 21 years.
That buzzing is kind of annoying, though.
Yeah, that's why. Yeah, sorry. What is that?
Obama.
That is what I was thinking of saying. What the crap is that? I'm gonna go crazy.
Oh, now it's gone.
It's not gone.
It's for me. Little.
We'll see.
We'll figure it out.
It's not gone. It's never gone. I can't get rid of it. It's just like in my head. I'm just like, what the crap? Okay. Yeah. Sure. Obama.
Dr. Why not? Obama.
We'll do the Obamas because Michelle Obama is also really cool, and we shouted her out on a recent episode. So shout out to Michelle Obama, Michelle, bro. No, MVPs, Brock and Michelle. Co-MVPs of the.
Dr. Fauci's there too.
Fauci. He's a runner up. He's a runner up.
Yeah, he's going in third place votes.
Yeah,
Doris Burke. Doris Burke. He's put out there.
Those are the finalists.
Oh man. Just all the impactful people in our lives.
Okay, we're going to get to a...
Take five. We'll be back. We'll be back. Stay tuned.
I mean, we might have to look at that more in depth and say, like, the MVP doesn't have to be, like, a, you know, president or whatever. But anyways, yeah, we're going to do
a impactful people in our lives.
Let's actually do that, though. Let's break that down. But for now, we'll be right back after this commercial break. Down,
down, down. Plug in a random commercial. LifeCall, my 24-hour emergency medical response service. Watch. You just press this button and speak into the air and... I'm having chest pain. I'm calling paramedics and your family, Mr. Miller. I've fallen and I can't get up. Protect yourself with LifeCall and you're never alone.
I don't know where we left off in terms of our commercial break. Yeah, I just didn't know like what... specific sentence maybe, but
doesn't
I
guess matter. It's not that important, but hey, let's just crack
so
in, baby.
Mount Rushmore, that was such a long-winded thing. What is Mount Rushmore? It's like nobody knows what it is. But let's go ahead and do our own little Mount Rushmore thing here in kind of like an ironic kind of way, because I'm saying, oh, Mount Rushmore is such a stupid way to say the four best of whatever category, but at the
but
same
we're
time
gonna do it.
But at the same time we're literally about to do it, so that's kind of I think
it's kind of wacko,
you know, tons of different ways to kind of do like Mount Rushmore things. Like we could take it more of like the typical, like random talk top five kind of route.
That's
where
a
it's
different
like,
segment.
Yeah. Yeah. Where it's like, you know, top five, you know, candy bars or whatever, you know, like stuff that
still
we
haven't done that one yet. So
true. We did Halloween candies with Scooby, but,
kinda,
but
yeah,
but Halloween candy versus regular candy. You might not think so, but totally different.
Echelons.
Realms there. Yeah. But
I've been saying that word too many times.
I love how much you just like have taken it as your own.
It's in
like,
my word now.
Yeah. Like I just said it
that
one
was
time.
A long time ago too. Yeah. That was like early season two.
What's really funny is if you hadn't have been like, what the crap is that? Then like
yeah. Well, there's
we
there's
would
other
not
words
be
that
here.
I don't say anything on. I just been like, yeah.
But yeah, no, like if you had of like, you know, if that had been one of those words that you didn't say anything on, which I feel like we're like making it seem like Matthew just has no idea what I'm talking about. Like he just reads on like a fourth grade level and I'm out here like
sixth grade level.
Sorry. And I'm just out here like blasting him or whatever.
Yeah,
but no,
you're
not,
college,
I'm
Harvard.
Literally level. Every probably once in every like 4,000 words. Maybe not that many. I don't know.
Dude, 4,000 words like, is a lot.
Yeah, but like, I'd say
you
maybe
repeat
like
those words.
Yeah, that's true.
A
maybe
lot.
Maybe like once per episode or once every
yeah,
other.
No. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Or like
how
or
many
like,
words that is? Count it.
Like every other episode.
Every other
I say
episode.
I
sounds
at least I'll yeah I say I probably have at least one little
big word
slip in there. But yeah,
yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah. So. Mount Rushmore. I really, oh God,
Mamacita.
Ooh. gosh, what are we doing?
Mount Rushmore.
I wanted to, yeah. So what I was saying was, like top five, those topics. Another word that I used is asinine. Like, you know, like really like,
can you use it in a sentence, please?
Yeah. Like the top five topics that we usually discuss are completely asinine. However,
origin this one, of word, please.
I don't know where it comes from, but no, that's another one that I've slipped in there recently, but basically, basically, me, like, you know, we usually
A-C-I-N-E-C-E-C.
It might be an S. I think like A-S-E-N-I-N-E. I don't know. Mm. I don't know. Anyways, but yeah, that stuff, like the whole like top five, you know, apps on your phone or whatever. Are you looking this up? Mm-hmm.
Okay. You gotta get the verbal.
Yeah.
Asinine.
Welcome to Random Talk. Where we
asinine. Are.
Yeah. Yeah.
Asinine.
Extremely stupid or foolish.
Yeah.
That's the podcast, guys.
Yeah. So kind of, you know, not that serious, but since this is something that maybe should garner a little bit more respect, we're going to be doing something different. Instead of top five, we're going to be doing a Mount Random Talk.
Ooh. I have to leave the meat really fast. Hold on. It's weird.
Okay.
What the heck? All right. We're good. Okay, We're good.
We're here in Vibes Cafe. We're chilling.
Daily special today is Round Mushmore. Round Mushmore?
Round Mushmore?
See, every other episode, I stumble up on my words.
I come up with a new one, and Matthew messes up his. Welcome to Rant Talk.
stupid.
Or as Matthew would probably say, tandem rock.
probably.
Anyways, yeah, I after just
20 minutes of explanation.
Yeah,
let's
get right into this. So we're gonna do our Mount Rushmore.
My Round Mushmore.
shout out to my favorite Disney movie, Mulan.
Mulan.
Dude, oh crap. But yeah, no, we're gonna be talking about some of the most influential people
in our lives.
Oh yeah, are we?
I did not prepare for this.
Me neither. Improv, that's what I was gonna say. I guess we could probably just go off the top here.
Let's just start.
Who is the most influential person in my life? Actually, I was listening to Sue Bird, my absolute favorite. throughout this past prodigy.
I know what that word means.
yeah. In place of pandemic, because we're creative.
Oh, I forgot about that whole thing.
Yeah, doing the whole P word thing.
Yeah, the P word season with the pandemics.
Yeah, yeah.
Which is still probably going on.
Yeah,
I don't know. Especially, be careful out there.
Especially depending on where you are. Be sure to stay safe.
Don't take that Delta Airlines, man.
Oh gosh.
Just kidding.
But yeah, definitely be on the lookout for that Delta Airlines.
Don't be treating Corona beer. You know how it goes.
And while you're at it, get vaccinated. So
but do the first vaccination first.
Yes, second please. One. Get the first shot first. Second one, second.
And maybe if you need a third one,
a little booster action. But yeah, I don't know.
What else vaccination to say. Never hurt anyone.
Probably,
dude.
Not.
I wonder what's the limit of vaccinations. Just
you just get
turned into Hulk.
Yeah. we should have Dr. Fauci on the show. We should have him on and ask him what's the limit. But yeah, no, so Sue Bird, over, you know, over the pandemic, by the way, Sue Bird, women's professional basketball player, WNBA player, absolute legend.
Confused with big Bird
or Larry Bird or any other bird that you might know. You
or
might really know is
the bird.
Cornelius the Bird. Shout out to Corny, man.
Corn dog.
My little corn dog.
My little corn dog.
Corn bird.
My little corn bird.
Anyways, we could
speaking of birds, get back on topic here. Speaking of birds, I saw 3 hummingbirds today. Really? That was really, really
I
cool.
I saw one the other day, and I don't know if I've, like...
I love hummingbirds.
I don't know if I've, like, never seen one, but I definitely hadn't seen one in a long time up to that point, because I was like, I forgot about these guys.
Yeah.
Like, whoa.
They're mythical creatures.
They really are. Super cool. But yeah, she did, like, this... she did this, like, Instagram live show, where it was kind of like a podcast, but she would just have other people on her live, and she talk to them and...
I've done that before.
Interview and stuff. And it was really cool. The show was called A Touch More. If you can probably find it like on her Instagram or something. Anyways, I was going to say, I don't know.
Every other episode, Jason gets what he's going to say.
Bro, you got me so off track with your little, crap that was.
Is that Jay Crowder shirt?
Yeah.
Nice. Super.
She's on my Mount Rushmore. All right, oh my gosh, I remember. Okay, so she was interviewing someone on her show. I think it was another WNBA player called Diana Taurasi, sorry. and she had asked her, like, or I guess it wasn't like a formal question, but they were just talking about, like, who's, like, the most, like, you know, like, basically, like, if you were, like, a kid growing up in, like, the, like, in Chicago in the 90s, like, Michael Jordan was probably, like, the biggest thing in the world to you. Like, if you could meet Michael Jordan, that'd be, like, the biggest thing or whatever. So, like, who's your, like, Michael Jordan or whatever? And, like, I'd watched that, and I was thinking about it. I was, like, who's, like, just, like, some, you know, it can be, like, you know, like, a celebrity or, like, some athlete or whatever it might be for you. Like, who's just, like, the one person in the world that, like, if you could meet them, like, you're – brain would, like, freak out, like, yeah, like brain busted,
right? Brain there. Blasted.
And I was thinking about it. I could not come up with one. I don't know, man. Especially, like, currently here, because, well, my first answer was Kobe Bryant. Happy birthday, by the way.
That is his birthday
today. Yeah, it is his birthday. Rest in peace. But that was my first answer. But then I was like, if I could pick somebody who's, like, you know, like, alive right now. I don't know. Like, I don't know.
No, wait. You can put it on. Put Kobe on.
Yeah, Kobe's number one. Number two might be Jay Crowder. Jay Crowder's got to be up there. I love Jay Crowder, man.
I say put him up.
Jay Crowder's on the list.
This is now athletes.
But it's just specifically basketball players that I'm just gushing over. Speaking of that, Carlos Boozer, man, I would love
put him up. Put him up. Number three.
Speaking of birthdays, though. Like, I don't know if I told you. I probably did because I'm, like, really proud of it. Like,
yeah, he
probably,
commented, like, on your post or something.
Like, yeah, like, 4 years ago, I commented on his little post for his birthday. You did. I was like, happy birthday, bro. He was like, thanks, man. I was like,
yeah.
But yeah, no. Aside from, like, athlete, I'm just, you know,
you get one more spot left.
You can say probably, you know, whoever you want. I'm not saying, like, we have to make it about athletes. Just for me, it just so happened to be athletes. I'm going to try and expand my mind here. Yeah, okay. So my athletes, I'm going to say Kobe Bryant, Jay Crowder, Carlos Boozer, Sue Bird. Dude, he's my guy. Since my guy. No, I mean, you could say that about probably 3 out of my 4, I'm gonna have, like, 2, if that's all right. I'm gonna have 2 mountains here.
Sure, build that mountain, man. South Dakota's got some land.
so first one, athletes, basketball players specifically, because I'm a basketball boy. I'm gonna definitely say those 4, but just, like, people.
Bob the Builder, Phineas and Ferb.
This is gonna sound. I don't know how this is gonna sound. I want to kind of. I'm gonna say Barack Obama is on there because I feel like he has one of the most unique perspectives you could probably have, because, like, obviously with being, like, the first Black president, but also, like not being the president right now, I feel like he's, you know, he has, like, that insight and perspective, but he's also, like, removed enough from the situation that he's not, like, forced to say, like, oh, it's so great or whatever. Like, I feel like I could really, like, learn something from him in that way.
Let's get him on.
So yeah, that's totally something we can do. Yeah, let's just
shoot him a DM.
Let's just slide in his DMs really quick. I mean, if we're talking like dead or alive, obviously, I mean, I mentioned this earlier, but MLK's got to be on there. I mean, absolute legend. Again, we've talked about him a number of times on this show, so I'm not going to go too deep into it, but just for obvious reasons, that guy is a legend. Sorry, I feel like I'm really taking the spotlight here. I'm just trying to think of people that are in like really unique situations to give them really unique perspectives, because I think those are the people that you can learn the most from. Because if it's just like, you know, some like common dude that like works in a job that like 4 million other people work at, you know what I'm saying? Like, there's nothing I can learn from him that I couldn't learn from like the dude sitting next to him in his cubicle or whatever. So I'm trying to think of like people like, I love it. That happened last week too. I'm gonna say Obama. I'm gonna sit on my Mount Rushmore. Obama and MLK for now. My Mount Rushmore is going to be
still going to expand.
Yeah, it's not going to be unfinished. But
no, Mount Rushmore wasn't built in a day.
I want to say
that's the saying.
Well, I mean, if we're doing Dead or Alive, I want to throw. let's put King Tut on my Mount Rushmore. No, I'm going to say actually. There are so many though. Whoa. Probably
King George from England.
from England. sorry, this is probably not a very like efficient segment here. I'm gonna say Obama.
Albert Einstein.
That actually is a good one.
Elon Musk.
I'm gonna say Obama, Dr. King,
Dr. King.
I'm gonna say Freddie Mercury, just to have another one who's passed, and then
see, that's a whole different genre of music.
And exactly.
That's good. That's a good pick.
Just to be like a larger than life type of star, especially in like the, you know, like 60s and 70s, I feel like would be really interesting.
Oh, nuts!
And then I'm gonna say
that's gonna die.
Oh gosh. Bro,
let's just keep going until dies.
And then I'm gonna say I want to have I gotta have another woman on here, not just because I had one or the other one, but just
Rosa Parks
would be a really good one. Actually, shout out to Rosa Parks, honorable mention.
Let's get her on.
I'm not gonna say Michelle Obama because I mean I got Barack, so I feel like if I can meet up with Barack, I feel like Michelle might just be there. Be like, you know, they're kind of a 2-for-1 there. Shout out to Wendy's 4-for-4. I'm gonna say,
I'm gonna look up most influential woman. Kamala Harris.
that would be another good like interesting insight type of situation. That would be really cool. Princess Diana. I'm just throwing them out there at this
Melinda
point.
Gaze?
I'm gonna say Anne Frank.
Oh, that's a good one.
Because
shout
not
out
only
eighth grade English.
This is kind of one of those situations where it's like, Or it's one of those kind of like trivial things where it's like, did you know, like, things that'll mess with your perception of time or like something like that. Like I believe her and Martin Luther
Oprah
King were like,
where
Oprah would be a good one.
I'll add Oprah.
Okay. I'm going to say, I want to look this up just so I don't sound like an idiot, but I'm pretty sure Anne Frank and Martin
Luther Holocaust.
And Martin Luther King, yeah, that she was around for that.
Mm-hmm.
Were born in the same year.
Yeah, and they would still be alive today, I think.
1929, so they would be, what, like 98? What? No.
92.
Sorry. That was embarrassing. Yeah. So
up to Grandma and Frank's house and just
be
like
early 90s, bro.
That would be crazy if they would still be alive.
I mean, the both of them, yeah. I'm not trying to like get sad or anything, but like bro, like the kind of conversations that could come out of that, absolutely insane. But yeah, Anne Frank, Martin Luther King, Barack Obama, Freddie Mercury, who feels like such an outlier. It's, oh, like, man, hey. It's like he's like socially, like, you know, like
I feel like some people would put like Elvis figures. And like, oh, Michael, yeah, Jackson, and
yeah. I mean, yeah, they're definitely in like that, like that upper echelon of music. I'm gonna take this off here, my background, sorry, just so I can show you this. Literally right here in front of me, the reason I said Freddie Mercury is because I have this, oh gosh, sorry, I'm knocking everything over.
Careful.
Is because I have this right here, literally like sitting in front of me at all times.
Nice. I was never a big Bohemian Rhapsody type guy. Sorry.
No, I mean it's all good. Sorry, that sounded so like I'm personally offended. I'm not. Passive aggressive is the word I meant to use there. But yeah,
you want to hear my list?
So it's kind of that's why I said it.
I get that.
That's why he's, you know, such an outlier, because he was staring me in the face. But yeah, please, Matthew.
With the gun.
Yeah, please, Matthew.
You don't say my name. Yeah. So yeah. We got Jesus.
Take the spotlight off of me for a sec. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Good Jesus choice. Is going up there.
Good choice. Which, by the way, courtesy of wealthygorilla.com is true, the most influential person ever.
Yeah.
So
next hard to argue with that. We got Jesus and we got Jimmer. He'll go on my basketball one.
Bro, let's Jesus and Jimmer. That's the name of the episode. That is the name of the freaking episode.
Hey, man, I said this is the Jimmer Fredette episode, number 32.
Jimmer and Jesus, man. The dynamic. You imagine them in the pick and roll? It'd be unstoppable.
Undefeated, 82-0.
And 16-0 in the playoffs.
Because Jesus is perfect, and Jimmer's,
basically right there. In terms of the basketball players, holy cow,
that was what a plot twist.
I thought Freddie Mercury was an oddball there. Shout out to Jimmer, man. If you see this, can we post this, man, and like tag Jimmer? That's hilarious. He's a guy too. He'd see it and he'd be like, ah, funny show, love it, whatever. He's such a guy.
Maybe. Then we got, I just had a, oh, Walt Disney.
Ooh.
Number 3.
Ooh, Walt Disney.
Walt Disney.
Walt Disney. Sorry.
My Mickey impression last time or a couple of times ago.
Oh my God.
That was weird.
Okay. I feel like let's just build a starting five right now.
Jimmer and Jesus. Oh, man.
And Walt Disney at the 4. Mugsy
Bogues. Okay. Oh, dude. Okay, I don't know. My 4th. Walt Disney and MLK. MLKJ.
We might as well have some overlap, because, you know, we both picked some pretty... pretty big, man, names there.
I was waiting all so long to say that combination.
Oh god!
See what your reaction would be.
That was hilarious.
Oh, Jimmer and Jesus.
And Jimmer Fredette.
Jimmer Fredette, yeah. Jesus Christ.
Okay.
All right.
Do we?
Wow.
Those are our Mount Rushmores.
The most influential people in our lives.
I mean, love how that took.
If Jimmer's influential, put him on, baby.
I love how that took 45 minutes for us to talk about 8 people. Like,
hey, we had some honorable mentions thrown.
We did. But yeah, let's go ahead and transition here. Matthew,
Jason,
it is August, baby. It is late August, and you know what that means. Back to school. Now, I'm not going back to school right now. I'm not going back to school, but my good friend and co-host of this podcast. I don't know why I'm saying like you weren't already in the conversation. But you are.
Welcome to the guest. Welcome our guest, Taysom McMurray, to the show.
Let's go ahead and welcome in our guest, the dude who's been here the whole time. So you are going back to school.
I am. I've been back to school. Yeah.
Please just let us into your world, man. I want to hear all about it.
Since last Saturday, when we recorded and filmed the episode with Scooby,
mm-hmm.
my busier just got busier. My life just got busier.
Your busy bum just.
My busy bum.
Yeah, got even busier. Was
buzzing around. Okay.
okay.
But I got a. I got a job.
Mm-hmm.
So, and I'm working. Woo! Thank you.
Can we get appreciate an applause on the?
Oh,
on
yeah,
the
yeah,
thing?
Yeah, yeah.
Gotta love it. Shout out to our live studio audience.
they obey our every word.
Yeah.
But got a job at an elementary school, Taysom. So I'm going back to school.
Which, by the way,
I loved it so much I had to go back.
Which, by the way, this elementary school, if I'm not mistaken, is the same one that I attended at one point in time. Which is just really funny to think. Like, obviously, you know, Matthew and I are like the same age, so like this is like a stupid little thing. But I'm just like, I can't help but imagining myself like being one of like the kids and like just seeing you like like just doing
yeah,
whatever,
dude. Yeah, dude.
Whatever. Like, that absolutely hilarious.
I never went to this elementary school, so this is a first for me. This is a first for me. But I'm an aide at this school now,
mm-hmm.
so I help with the sixth grade class, and let me tell you, it is exhausting.
those sixth graders, man.
No, but it's been fun the first week, and a lot of funny stuff coming from the kids. So just to break down my schedule, I get there at like 9 o'clock,
mm-hmm.
and they're packing stuff up, and then they go out to. Whoa, sorry about that.
That was a fun noise.
They pack up all their stuff and then they go out to a 15-minute recess. All right. Well, what I was saying is that after the 15-minute recess, I go back inside and I just help the kids because it's math time for about an hour and a half.
Yeah.
It's math time in the class time. And and on Thursday,
like math because it's in your name.
Shut up, okay? I'm going to come across the screen and smack you.
Math is you. Throw back to that episode.
I think that was the very first one of season 2.
Really?
Maybe, if I remember writing the description right.
Probably, yeah.
Yeah.
But
someone in the class calls me that because I like, they split up into groups, you know, for math mm-hmm. time.
Yeah.
And then if they need help, I just walk around and help them, you know?
Because you're so smart, bro.
Yeah, dude, I know. But one of the girls calls me mathematician or something like that. Mathematic Matthew, come help me. And I'm like, dude, shut up.
Mathematic Matthew, come. No, bro, that's cute. What do you mean?
No, I hate it. I hate it. Because they're Mathematic like, Matthew. You have math in your name. You love math. I'm
traumatized. Absolutely. Isn't it weird to think, like, not that long ago, like, you were in their shoes, you know what I mean?
Dude, I know. Funny thing is, we're doing, on Thursday, we're doing long division, okay? Let me tell you, I haven't done long division in 6 years.
Bro, me neither. I probably, like, if you gave me a worksheet, I'd probably really struggle, I'm not gonna lie.
like the teacher went over it and reviewed it, you know?
Okay.
But I had to pay attention. Like, I was like, the one, I was paying attention, I was taking notes with them, because I have no idea what was happening.
Yeah, you were for real back in sixth grade for a minute there.
I was. So when they, like, split up into groups, they're like, can you help me? I don't know how to do this. And I'm like, I'm with you. I don't know how to do this either. It's so hard, bro. But anyways, yeah, so that's my week so far. I basically, and then after math time, I go out and I go back to real recess for all the grades.
Mm-hmm.
And so some days I play games with them. Some days I just absolutely demolish them on the basketball court. Like, I dunk on them. like, dude, I feel so cool out there, man. I can lie. Like,
bro,
I'm the tallest one out there. I'm the tallest one out there. I almost, like, man, it's awesome, dude, because all my life I've been the shorty. And now I get to hold the ball up with one hand above everyone else and they can't reach it.
That's hilarious. Could you imagine, like I, you know, I'm not trying to like take away from your story or anything, because obviously, like, that's just epic. But just like someone like Tanner out there, like, like me, just like absolutely like ginormous. That's,
I know. So, well, they so think funny. They think I'm tall. Wait until like you get out there and, like, could you and they see you, oh, because they're, God, like, they're like, how tall are you? And I might have added a little couple extra inches. I'm 6 foot.
I'm a clean 6'2", you know what I'm saying.
But good stuff. A lot of funny stories. I think you find this one funny, but mm-hmm. I go out there for the 15-minute recess, you know.
Yeah.
And some of the kids are like, hey, you wanna come play like wall tag with us? And wall tag. Did you ever
wall tag
play that?
Probably.
I don't it's know. Just in the memory somewhere.
Yeah.
But I'm like, yeah, sure. Like,
wait, sorry. I'm so sorry. I'm genuinely very okay. sorry. But like, speaking of memory, bro, I watched Inside and Out. Inside and Out.
Oh God. You can do, baby.
I watched Phineas Ferb. I watched Inside Out. Is that what it's called?
That sounds so weird now.
Yeah, I watched Inside Out recently, and bro, the hug. Bro.
The hug. I'm telling you, bro.
But no. It was actually really good, and like just the whole like memory thing and stuff. Like, what a creative like symbolic
dude,
show. I know. Like,
dude, when Wreck-It Ralph came out, I was like, dang, that was really creative.
Yeah,
like that's so cool.
Man. But, shout out to those like studios that are making those, bro.
Walt
way
Disney
to go,
man. Mount
way
Rushmore. To go. He has influence somewhere.
Mount Rushmore of like Disney movies, right there.
Yeah, the hug, man.
The hug, bro.
Yeah, shout out to that. But anyways, so the group of girls are like, "You want to come play wall tag with us?" I'm like, "Yeah, sure. Like, you just got to teach me how to play." They're like, "You don't know what wall tag is?" I'm like, "No, I've never played in my life."
No, bro, sorry, I'm too old.
No, exactly. And then this one girl says, "Well, then you're a boomer."
I've never been called
that in my life, bro. No. I've never felt more old than that.
No, you're actually old, dude.
I am old.
Oh God,
it's confirmed. Mathematic Matthew's a boomer.
Mathematic Matthew's a boomer.
Oh, I didn't even know what to say. I was like, yeah, I mean, sure.
That's but, me, man.
Yeah, so that's hopefully I get
that's
more.
A, that's
more
a
stories.
Devastating story right there, right?
Yeah, it kind of hurt my feelings a little bit.
Man, first Mathematic Matthew, now you're a boomer. Like, well, that, and you had to learn long division.
I was a referee for me.
Man, this is the worst job ever. What do you mean?
But then I go out and then dung on the kids because like they have short hoops and then yeah, 10 feet hoops.
Mm-hmm.
And then we always play in the short hoops. And then as the first graders walk by, like to go into the lunchroom,
yeah,
they're always like, dunk it, dunk it, dunk it. And so I feel like the Harlem Globetrotters, bro. I'm just yeah. hammering it down.
360
easy. Off the backboard in between yeah. the legs. Just
doing it, man.
Yeah, man.
That's it's awesome. Been,
so hopefully I get more stories along the way of the little children. But yeah, one girl wanted me to film a TikTok with her.
Yeah.
Doing some dances. I didn't of know course. How. So I was like, I don't know. You got to teach me that first. She's
bro.
Like, you don't know that dance move on TikTok? I'm like, no.
Bro, you really are a boomer out here.
Dude.
What the heck?
Hey, man.
Bro, if you're too old for TikTok, like, dang, homie.
She's on the dancing TikTok. I'm more on, like, the podcast TikTok and, like, the funny TikToks and the Jesus TikTok.
And Jimmer.
Hey, man. Shout out Jimmer.
Jesus and Jimmer.
Jesus and Jimmer.
Name of the episode, man.
Oh, man. That feels like it could be like a podcast. Like Jesus and Jimmer just sitting down together. The Last Supper.
I feel like he'd be down for that.
Oh, man. But I just forgot how like young and little they were.
Yeah.
Like, wow. Yeah, yeah, yeah. It was really funny because I went up to like the field out to play like capture the flag with this one group.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And there's these two girls that kept following me, and like they were kind of like scared. They wanted to ask me a question, but they're like, no, you do it. No, you do it. And I kept like hurrying past and turning around before they could like say something to like scare them a little bit. But, like, oh, kind of laugh at the same time.
Yeah, yeah,
and
yeah.
And they finally like got the courage, and they're like, she wants you to she wants to battle you in a dance battle.
bro,
and I'm like, a dance battle. But it took them like 30 minutes to finally ask me that. I'm the most popular kid out in the playground,
bro, for real. That's hilarious.
I know, because like, so
what's
fun.
What's crazy is like for me especially, you know, I mean, like, shout out to my alma mater there, but me in sixth grade versus like if I were to like go back and do something like that, bro, like I would run those streets, homie. That's so fun.
But it's but then you have like the second graders who like trip and fall on the concrete. Like, some girl got her arm stuck in the playground. I don't even know how that's possible. No. But like, so that's also, I just don't go play with kids all day. I have to like help around and make sure kids are safe. Yeah, you know,
let's not
Boomer Matthew mixed has up. To be like, Mama Matthew.
Like Matthew's not just out there to have fun. Okay, he does serious work. Everybody,
yeah, this right? is like, yeah, serious work. Yeah. I have my please orange vest on.
Yeah, please don't misconstrue.
There we go. That's another one. So yeah, so but like I have a bag of like Band-Aids, you know, and the girl and. I just lot there's lots of girls that come up to me apparently.
Bro,
but
like, you are just, a hit.
Just like the little kids who fall and trip, like they're not even bleeding, but they're like, it's hurting so bad. Can I have a Band-Aid? I'm like, yeah, let's get you a Band-Aid. You're gonna be fine. It's just good. Like you're okay. Like trying to be nice to them.
Bro,
but
look
still,
at you,
like,
Mama Matthew.
Yeah,
in the house.
Like I'm not being like, oh, get out, you wimp. I'm like, oh, just walk it off a little bit. I always, like, if they hurt their arm, I'm like, you wiggle it out with me. Wiggle, and it'll help you feel better.
What a guy. I know.
And then I just put the Band-Aid on, even though it's not bleeding. And the it's powerful, dude. The magical Band-Aids help the pain go away. So if you need a Band-Aid, I got you, bro.
Bro, I need an emotional Band-Aid. But, yeah, no, I mean, look at you, man. So inspirational.
So, yeah, that's what I was doing all last week and now for the rest of the year, I guess. I don't know when it's going to end. But nice, hopefully more stories and updates come from that. And then on...
Little Ram talk, post-game talk.
Yes, sir. And then on Friday, shout out Elijah Bryant, my guy, had a basketball camp. So I went and coached and helped volunteer there. So that was fun. Not every day you get to hang out with an NBA champion, you know what I mean?
Uh-huh. Yeah, no, definitely not every day you get to go and really do any of these things that you're that you're talking about. So huge shout out to that. But that's awesome. Shout out to your life, man.
Dude, I know, man. This week was like from going to recording with you guys on Saturday, not knowing what I'm going to do with the rest of my, you know, fall semester, to say, you know, having so many things just randomly there, but
absolutely epic. Yeah. I love that.
And then Saturday morning, I also did that with Elijah Bryant. So he's just a cool guy, dude. Like it's just like, cause I feel like there's like this stigma around like professional players that like, they don't care about people, you know, like they just go around their own business.
That's
not the case with some people. Yeah, and I mean, some people because I believe that there's, you know, but Elijah Bryant is just like super chill guy and just like so fun to see like how much of impact you can make on little kids. So
yeah, I think especially once you can make it to a point and like to a level where like you kind of like you know you don't feel the need to like really like help anybody out just because like, you know, like you're doing so great or whatever, like. But I think those that not only do like, you know,
like are considerate enough to like give back, but also especially to like young kids and everything. Like, I mean, that's just like that, that's the kind of thing that like could really stick with a kid, you know, especially to have like, oh, like a, mm-hmm. like an NBA player, you know, like it's just the impact goes a lot deeper than just like, you know, teaching you how to like dribble back and forth or whatever. Mm-hmm. You know what mm-hmm. I mean? So yeah.
But yeah, so I'm a coach. I'm a math teacher. I'm a professional playground player.
You're also like a first responder. the responsibility that you that you take on every day, when you put on this vest, you become more than just, I don't know, but with you and your vest, you know, you're doing it, so to speak.
I'm doing it. So that's my life updates.
Thank you. I on behalf of, you know, myself and everyone listening, we really appreciate your updates. Obviously, you know, not that it's like a competition, but I just don't even know if I have like anything that's like worthy at this point. Go for it, bro.
So this is unrelated to this school job, but we went out to the canyons for like an event,
mm-hmm.
and lots of old geezers here. Let me tell you, a lot of old people up in this little camp.
Jeez,
let me tell you. And so, like, we went with our grandparents, so maybe they invited all their grandparents' friends.
all their old friends.
All their old friends. But there's, you know, Nine Square, right?
Nope.
No, you've never played Nine Square before?
Maybe, just I don't like recognize it by name.
So, you have like these PVC poles or like
up
in the air, and there's nine squares
okay
so that's set up in this field, right? And my grandma was like, oh, let's go start a like a nine square game. And so there was only like six of us, and then like more people came and joined, but like mm-hmm. the first nine people that came, six of them were old people, like six of them were old geezers.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm like, uh-oh, this is going to be fun. Because you got Marv over here who can't throw the ball up over the tubes.
Bro,
and freaking... You got his wife who's struggling to stand up.
Man.
And then it was pretty interesting. Pretty interesting game to play.
I will say, yeah.
And then when the grandpas tried to go for the ball, and he tipped over, man. Oh, he fell.
Oh, jeez.
Knocked out. Oh, I thought it was kind of funny, but...
But yeah, no, I mean, Matthew will, in any sport, he will dominate people of all ages.
that is true.
Whether they are small children or senior citizens. It really doesn't matter.
Wait until we play bingo in the senior citizen center.
Yeah, wait for
I'm going to dominate, bro.
But or also a bunch of like 40-year-old dads in
geezer ball, bro.
In a game of geezer ball. But yeah, no, sounds like you are just... You just have like this athletic dominance over like your entire community, which is really hilarious.
I know. Oh, it's so fulfilling.
Yeah.
Oh man. But yeah, that's my story. So, anything else you want to say? I don't know how long we've been recording.
Honestly, me
at
either.
Least an hour.
We could probably get a little yay of the day.
Oh,
you
yeah,
know
let's
what
do
I'm
it.
Saying?
Let's do it.
Okay, cool. All right, Matthew. Wait, it is time. You got anything?
Yeah, I just loaded so I could pull up the yays.
The yay.
Which we forgot to cue last time, by the way.
Sorry about that, everybody. I know. You know, people were counting on that very seriously. but yeah, you can pull it up if you want.
All right, here we go. Three yays for the yay of the day.
Yay! Yay! Yay!
The sound effect that started it all, man. Yep. That's great. But yeah, so this is the day of the day. Basically, Matthew and I are both going to pick something to, like, you know, shout out, appreciate, be grateful for. We usually try to pick the little, like, under the radar kind of maybe overlooked type of type of things. You know, just whatever comes to your heart. The only rule is that you have to
mean it.
Yeah, yeah. So if it's all right, I'd like to go first.
Go for it. No, okay. For it.
Cool. So I did mention this to you a while ago that hey, might have to be my next yay of the day. Like, you know, when these sort of, like, you know, things in life come up where you're just like, man, like, that's so cool. Like, you want to appreciate it, you want to sort of give it its flowers, and Matthew and mm-hmm. I, you know, do communicate about that. But my yay of the day today is high fives, man.
Dude,
let me just say,
let's go.
Throughout this whole parabola,
paparazzi,
yeah, you know, it's been sort of like a, oh, do I, you know, just trying to be safe. You don't really know how, like, you know, I'm gonna make a noise here. You can't see it, but
Are you in the chat?
In the
meat, boys.
I'm not.
4%. Let's get in. I'm
not, but I can be. Yeah. But yeah, you know. Sometimes, especially a lot earlier on, we weren't really sure, you know, like, how, you know, like, basically, like how close to get with one another, you know what I mean? So it's like, mm-hmm. do I give you a hug? Do I shake your hand? Do I just, like, give you a high five or whatever? And I mean, so throughout really this past year and a half, I've gained a huge appreciation
for physical touch.
Yeah, let's go back to that love language thing from last week. but aside from that, I just you know, I have a new appreciation for high fives, just because it's like, it's a good way to, like, you know, like, be close with somebody and, you know, have, like, that, you know, physical little element without being, like, you know, too, I don't want to say risky necessarily, but just too, you know,
yeah,
too much germs, you know. It's just a quick little, and it's just good. Exactly. Like, you're good, like, you know.
You dropped a piece of your Lunchable at school, and everyone's like, 5-second rule. It's almost as fast as that, if not faster.
It is probably a little bit faster.
Yeah, I mean, if you're fast, pick up the food.
I mean, yeah. But yeah, no.
That's a great day of the day.
Thank you. Especially, like, it's such, like, also just, like, such a, like, a celebratory thing where you're just like, woo, you know?
Yeah, yeah. Makes there's never, like, a bad high five.
Makes you want to slap somebody.
You're not negative when you high five.
Oh, yeah. No,
that's the thing. It's positive.
It's the most positive thing every time.
Yeah, I don't think, like, oh, dude, you suck. High five.
let's start doing that.
Yeah.
But, yeah, no. High fives, my yay of the day.
That's a great yay of the day. That's probably one of my favorites you've done in a while.
Oh, okay. We don't have to go that far. Okay.
dude, I'm choking up today. Sorry. My yay of the day. Now, this one, I was going to say hummingbirds. I already talked about that.
Yeah.
So I'm not going to say it. Just to get fresh new vibes here. Mm-hmm. My yay of the day has to go to, this might be overlooked. Underappreciated.
That's what we underrated. Like here.
And sometimes it's a good thing, sometimes a bad thing. But the last couple of weeks, or at least this past week, has been pretty stormy, pretty raining.
Yeah.
In our area. My day of the day is when you wake up and it's raining.
Ooh.
You know? Like, you wake up, there's no pressure, it's raining, it's overcast, and it's still a little dark inside your house, but it just hits different. Like, rainy days kind of hit different in a way, you know, as long as it's not ruining any plans, you know?
of course.
Sometimes rainy days are just nice, bro. Like, you're just inside and you're just, like, looking at the rain. And then you go outside, and if you have a nose that you can smell, you smell it and it's great.
I'm going to be honest, you kind of lost me there. but shout out to rain, I guess. Great
yeah, day. Yeah, and the grass grows, and you get water, and it's just, like, new nutrients for the earth.
Yeah.
For the worms. Hashtag let the worms live.
Bro, oh, yeah. Shout out to the worms. Is it their head? Is it their butt? I don't know. But, yeah, no. Huge shout out worms. specific, not all worms, you know, but some worms are kind of weird, but the good ones, the little, like the pink ones in the dirt, in the ground, in the mm-hmm. earth,
and in children's books.
Yes, yes.
So those ones are drawn and, to perfection,
and in like apples, you know,
and in apples. For teachers book, of first day of school.
Shout out to bookworms.
Shout out to bookworms.
Actual bookworms, not like people who like to read, you know, yeah. Just like...
You guys are losers. Who likes to read? That's the word. Just kidding, no.
Hey, man.
Reading's a gateway to knowledge.
Reading is a gateway to knowledge.
Dude, a little something I've been doing a lot lately. Mm-hmm. To start back up before I go to bed. Just read a chapter or two of a book. It's better. It's better than just scrolling through socials, you know what I mean?
Gotta love it. Gotta love it. Shout out to reading. I've been doing some. I read probably less for pleasure, and more so like entertainment
for information.
And, yeah, more so for.
Yeah.
I do a lot of reading, but it's not like I'm gonna, you know, sit by the fireplace with, you know, cozy up with a good book or whatever. Like it's not like that. It's like hey, like. I want to learn about something like, oh, what's this thing that I want to know more about or whatever.
And Jimmer's biography, man.
Yeah.
Autobiography.
That's
I don't know.
That's a good read as well. But yeah, no.
Shout out Jesus' autobiography called the Bible. I'm just kidding.
Oh gosh. But yeah, no. Shout out to just reading, you know?
Yeah. And I go over there and talk to him. I'm like, hey, what book are you reading?
Oh, yeah.
They're like, this one? I'm like, oh, that's really cool. Like, I've never read it, but good for you. And then they look, like, really annoyed because they want to get back to their book.
So oh, yeah. Like, oh, yeah.
Okay, bye, bud.
I will say that is definitely one of those things. Like there are a few things that, like, a person can do that's just, like, the ultimate sign of just, like, don't interrupt me, bro. But I feel like...
Yeah, even though if you're trying to be nice, it's still, like...
Oh, of course, stop. Of course. But yeah, no, like, come on. Like, I mean, I feel like
reading people in the elevators.
Yeah, no, reading's got to be at the top of that list. Like, bro, like, especially if you have like a powerful enough like imagination, like how deep you can get into a book.
Oh,
like,
yeah, dude.
Like, imagine getting like yanked out of that because somebody's like, what book are you reading? Like, like, shut up.
Some 18-year-old kid just comes over and ruins your day.
In his bright vest, and you're just like, what are you doing?
Boomer vest and
Band-Aid boy. Get out of here.
Band-Aid boy. Boomer boy. Man.
Boomer boy.
Well, you want to outro us out?
Yeah, sure. Let's do it. Thank you for checking out season 2, episode 32
of the Random Talk podcast
called Jimmer and Jesus, or Jesus and Jimmer. Or...
Something like that. Whichever came first when I said it.
Something flipped, yeah. But yeah, we appreciate you for checking us out. Unfortunately, we're not on YouTube this week, but hopefully look to see us next week, and also check out last week's video if you have not. It is an absolute banger. Be sure to go like and subscribe. Hit that bell for notifications.
Like, I don't usually laugh out loud a lot, like when it comes to watching someone else's stuff.
Yeah. But like, bro, watching that,
I was like, several times I was just like, that was hilarious.
That's like
the other... sometimes it's so stupid, but like, we still laugh anyways.
Of course. And I think that's kind of the other funny thing is, like, we were literally there.
You know what I mean? We're laughing our
own stuff. Like, that's literally us, and we're still like, you know, laughing and whatever. But yeah, be sure to go check it out. If you'd like to go subscribe to us over there, I would definitely recommend it, just so you can get like a completely different perspective on these episodes, on this show, really. And yeah,
see what we look like besides our drawings on the cover art.
Besides our drawings, because yeah, I'm sure that's up for debate somewhere, like in Poland. They're like, what yeah, do they like, actually
does,
look like?
Who does
yeah.
Tayson look like?
Does he
have pink hair?
I do. If you would like to see what we actually look like, you can go follow us on Instagram at our personal profiles. And if you'd like to follow the Random Talk podcast on Instagram, you can go ahead and do that
at Random Talk podcast. We got a TikTok again.
We also have a TikTok.
Random Talk Pod.
Yeah, there's some content up on there for you to go and enjoy. And yeah,
I'm thinking we post more snippets of audio bits and put it up there throughout the seasons. You know,
I think so too.
We should start doing that. Stay tuned. Barack Obama. Jesus, Jimmer, legendary people.
All on the same echelon of just
absolute goats. Yeah. Man. No. As always, we appreciate your time and your energy. We hope to see you. Well, I guess we don't really. We hope
you listen to us.
We hope you can hear us these next couple of weeks. Season 2, episode 33, coming out next week. Stay tuned. Let's be nice to people.
See you
later. Peace.